You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Bay Area shoppers may soon be able to go into their favorite stores once again. Governor Gavin Newsom recently announced in-store shopping is okay, but right now, county health officials throughout the Bay Area are still limiting shopping to curbside pickup only. The boost in sales may help small businesses, but owners still have their concerns. KALW's East Oakland reporter Janae Darden was curious to know how non-essential business owners were faring. She walked around Oakland's Fruitvale district to hear what they had to say.
Travel back in time with me to my first day reporting in the field and actually interviewing people in person during the quarantine. It's almost Mother's Day weekend and I'm in the Fruitvale district. I put on my coronavirus armor before leaving the car, gloves, a mask, and a long boom pole with the mic attached so I can interview people from 6 feet away in 80 degree weather. It is not fun. I walk by all of the mom and pop stores and notice it's almost business as usual around the Fruitvale. Some stores are closed, but I see some people popping into the shoe stores and getting their hair done. Dress and furniture stores are open too, which is strange because this is days before Alameda County officials announced non-essential retail businesses can open. Understandably, business owners don't want to be interviewed. It's hard to convince them and my mask isn't helping. Finally, I meet Letty Adornia. She sells colorful handmade jewelry at Ecuador Imports, across the street from the Fruitvale BART station. She says times have been tough and she needs to open her stand.
I don't have money. Don't have money for rent, no have money for food, no have money.
Letty tells me her husband is the only one working. After she goes back to her stand, I think about how some people have shamed non-essential small business owners for operating prematurely. On the other hand, there are people like Letty who are barely surviving. Even before the pandemic, folks around here have been struggling with the higher cost of living. Rent prices in this area have surged 83% in the last 15 years, while the median household income is a little more than $35,000. I keep walking, dragging the boom pole. Many people aren't wearing masks. I wonder if it's the heat. But it is concerning given the high infection rates for COVID in this area and other parts of East Oakland. I reached the Tony Rossi & Sons flower shop. I stop in and meet the owner, Mauricio Vivas. He's busy getting ready for Mother's Day, but we step outside to talk. The flower shop has been here for 70 years.
I started working here when I was 17 years old. I worked my way up, and then we bought the business from the previous owner.
He just reopened his shop before Alameda County health officials gave retailers permission for storefront pickups. That's because the governor allowed florists to open, which is confusing because the county is moving slower than the governor. In all of these years of working in a flower shop, nothing could prepare him for this pandemic.
And it's been a really tough time. I just got a 15-day notice for my water bill. I'm a florist.
His bill is $600 total for 2 months.
I'm not going to pay you this month. But I have to pay it next month. And where's that extra money gonna come from?
Mauricio says although Mother's Day weekend is a big time of the year for his business, they're not even making 40% of their normal sales. And with graduations and large events being canceled, the future doesn't look much better. He wants the government to do more and wishes leaders thought the quarantine through.
A governor, a president can't just say, shut your door, don't work. Then what are we gonna eat, you know? What are we gonna do to survive?
Mauricio also says government leaders should have thought more about how to reopen businesses because he says curbside pickup doesn't work well for his flower shop.
It's hard when you tell people, you know, you can't come in. Just tell me what you want. And the first thing people say, well, I want to look at your flowers and see what I want.
I asked Mauricio if he applied for government assistance to get him through, like an emergency federal loan for small businesses struggling during the pandemic. He says he didn't qualify for the Paycheck Protection Program. As for others...
No, when I applied for the loans, they were all gone, the first loans. And then for the second loans, because it's a family-owned business, and I didn't have a payroll, so then I didn't qualify.
Before I go, I ask him what he would say to those who don't want non-essential businesses to reopen just yet.
And people are thinking you're greedy, you want to make money. But in reality is... Big companies, they're still making money. Politicians are getting paid. I'm talking from people that we have to work daily to pay our mortgage, pay our utilities, and put food on our tables. If I didn't have to, I wouldn't be here because I have kids. I don't want my kids to get sick or myself.
2 weeks later, the county gave retail shops permission for curbside pickup. I give Mauricio a call, and I ask him, how's business?
Business is okay. We're down 50% of orders. Most of our orders are being placed through either the phone or our website. Prior to the closure of the shops, we had a lot of walk-in customers, and those are the ones that we need back. Those are the people that make the other half of our business.
I ask if he's caught up on his bills, especially the $600 water bill.
Well, I got my first runoff notice for my water, 48-hour notice today, and I'm a flower shop, so go figure. A flower shop without water, that's going to be fun.
But Mauricio says with more people venturing outside their homes, he's staying optimistic.
We have a very loyal customer support, and I know they'll be coming around and we'll be okay.
Mauricio says he's going to contact the water company for assistance and look for financial resources through the city of Oakland. In Oakland, I'm Janae Darton for Cross Currents.
Janae is KALW's East Oakland reporter. You can find more of her stories at KALW.org.